This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The CDC's move to shorten isolation times for asymptomatic COVID cases is getting some mixed reviews, but those in support of the change are hoping it will help alleviate staffing shortages in many industries. This has been a particular problem at American hospitals. Many were short of workers even before the pandemic caused an exodus of doctors and nurses from the field. Now, the more transmissible Omicron variant is sending some of those remaining workers home. Marketplace's Savannah Ma reports hospitals are running out of backup plans, particularly in rural areas.
Vermont was already in dire need of healthcare workers, even before the pandemic sent many of them into early retirement and other careers. That's according to Jeff Thiemann with the Vermont Association of Hospitals.
Our workforce is shrinking and stressed at a time when we need it to be growing and resilient.
In New Mexico, more than half of hospitals face critical staffing shortages.
The amount of physical, mental, emotional fatigue is showing.
Deborah Walker with the New Mexico Nurses Association says many providers have left the state's overwhelmed rural hospitals on traveling nurse contracts
to pay off student loans and to command a higher salary.
With the national shortage of healthcare workers, small rural hospitals are having a hard time hiring, says Joanne Spetz with the Institute of Health Policy Studies at UC San Francisco.
Just because of their locations, their financial situations are often more precarious.
And with the rise of Omicron and many rural communities' low vaccination rates,
you're looking at potentially a large number of people coming into the small hospital and possibly having staff out sick.
That can mean rural patients wind up traveling hundreds of miles for care. Christine Porter is a professor of public health with the University of Wyoming.
The chances of finding that next hospital and in time, if it's an emergency, will be decreasing. It's a great time to not need a hospital.
She says the state's healthcare workforce is bracing for Omicron. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.